An erratic rainfall pattern will likely occur across the Midwest as we move forward through this next week to 10 days. The environment will likely benefit some crops, but for the most part, the moisture content is going to be lacking, and we're just not likely to see a good soaking of rain across the region. The Gulf of Mexico is more or less closed off as a good moisture source for the Midwest. Doesn't mean there won't be any influx of moisture, but it will be well below average for this time of the year, and because of that, we'll make it more difficult for a generalized rain event to occur across the region. With that said, there's a lot of instability in the atmosphere this week. The high-pressure ridge that's been around for a while is weakening, and as time moves forward, it'll actually shift out of the region, moving back into the western part of the United States. And in doing so, it'll open up the flow pattern aloft into a northwesterly flow, which will bring some cooler air back across the eastern part of the country, which will be a welcome bit of relief for a while. And certainly, there will be an opportunity for some showers to come with the cool-off, but with the Gulf of Mexico staying relatively closed as a moisture source, it's going to be very difficult for getting a good soaking occurring across the region. The frontal boundary that's going to bring in the cooler weather will be slow-moving across the region, and there is potential that some of the thunderstorm movement will be slow enough that there could be some locally heavy amounts of rainfall, but those are just going to be localized events. I don't doubt seriously there's going to be a generalized precipitation event that's going to turn around soil moisture in a major way. So the bottom line here is that crops will likely see ongoing stress through the first and middle parts of this week. Daily high temperatures will likely run anywhere from the upper 80s through the 90s. Extremes over 100 degrees will continue for the next couple of days in the south, and then we'll likely see a little bit of reprieve as the cooler air starts to work its way from north to south across the region during the second half of this week, and in particular over the weekend. Once the ridge of high pressure gets in the western United States, there'll be opportunities for small weather disturbances to move over the top of the ridge and down through the Midwest, bringing another chance for showers and some thunderstorms, along with keeping temperatures in a more seasonable range. The forecast for temperatures late this week going into the weekend will be for highs running mostly in the 80s and lower 90s in the southern parts of the region, while 80s and perhaps even a few upper 70s will occur in the north. The coolest weather will actually occur in the late weekend and the early part of next week, so by this time next week, it should be a little bit more comfortable out there across the region. Most of the precipitation, as I mentioned before, is going to be somewhat erratically distributed, so we don't expect to see any major changes in crop conditions over this week, especially while the temperatures are hot in the early to middle part of the week. And the refreshing cooler bias that will occur later this week will certainly be helpful, but without a good amount of moisture in the ground or good soaking of rain, the impact of the change will be somewhat abbreviated. We're still watching similar conditions occurring in other areas around the world. The best news or the biggest news today is probably the relief that has occurred in China's drought region over the last 5 days. Rains developed last Thursday and continue during the weekend, bringing a significant amount of relief to their corn, soybean, and groundnut producing areas which had been stressed seriously by weeks of dryness. In the meantime, south central Russia and a portion of Ukraine are still running dry but have a chance for some showers during the course of this week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.